Call to order this regular assembly meeting in the city and borough of Granville on January 13th, 2015 at 7:00 PM. The pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by myself, after which Don McConaughey will give the invocation. If you remain standing after me, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, look upon us in these uncertain times. Keep our community leaders mindful of the dangers that face our country. Show us the best course of action for our city and give us the best decisions to arrive there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Have a ceremonial matter to take care of, a certificate of service. The city and borough of Granville ask that presents us a certificate of service to Christina Florshut for her service and dedication as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission for various terms from October 1998 to January 2015. Now Christina is not in attendance. If you can see it, she gets us, please. Next item we have is a community presentation by a representative from Raincoast Data on the information for the waterfront master plan. If you come forward, state your name.
Hello, my name is Chris Myrtle, M-E-R-T-L. I'm with Corvus Design out of Juneau, 119 Seward Street, Juneau 99801. Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly, as I said, my name is Chris Myrtle with Corvus Design. We're a landscape architecture and planning firm, and we are the ones that are heading up your waterfront master plan. Also want to introduce Melanie Steiven with Raincoast Data, and James Bibb with Northwind Architects, and Dick Somerville with P&D is also with us, but he had a flat axle. So that's essentially your team. We've been tasked to develop a waterfront master plan for the community that is a mixed-use development that promotes economic opportunities and provides opportunities for locals, businesses, and visitors to the community. That's kind of in a nutshell what we've been tasked to do. Last night we held our first public meeting. We had about 40 people show up at the Nolan Center. Great turnout, great conversations. And I'll summarize quickly what we heard. But next steps, tomorrow at 6:30 at the Nolan Center, we're going to be presenting a series of master plans. We've been working yesterday tomorrow and developing some master plans to get some community input in terms of what are some of the ideas that they've taken, provided us, and how do they actually apply to the site, and how can we try to get all those great ideas into a rather small site. So please come join us tomorrow at 6:30 if you have the chance to come out and provide some input. We'd really appreciate it. So just a summary on what we learned yesterday. I know you have a full agenda, so I'll make this brief. We first asked the people in attendance what they like about Wrangell's waterfront. The most popular response was people, and we asked people to write their ideas on post-it notes. So everybody wrote down their ideas and then provided them to us. So it wasn't like we were going around doing a straw poll and kind of everyone followed everybody else's lead. We wanted people to give us independent ideas and priorities. So this was really good that we found a lot of similarities and consensus in direction that they provided us, which we are pleasantly happy with, because it makes our job a little bit easier. The most popular thing that people liked about Wrangell's waterfront is the view to the water and the open space that's provided. Although the green space and the park strip is pretty limited, people really enjoy that space. The second thing that people like the most about their waterfront is it's a working waterfront. It's a real waterfront in a working community. It's a coastal community. And basically it says Wrangell is open for business. People really like the ideas of all the activities occurring on the waterfront. People really like that the waterfront is close to downtown, close to the city dock, close to the services, and within a very walkable community. The next thing that people like most about the waterfront is it's very diverse. They like the idea that we have green space, public docks, the Nolan Center, the Marine Service Center, and just the whole diversity that's associated with it. And then finally, the other priority that people like is the fact that we have a very rich waterfront with great history, culture, and heritage, and that we need to maintain that in our work. We then asked people again on post-it notes to come up with their own ideas, and we asked them what they disliked about the waterfront. The most common response was people did not like the overall aesthetics of the waterfront, and they felt that there was a lack of public open space. So the desire to get people down there, and there's a lot of clutter, a lot of kind of unorganized activities happening on the waterfront. The next thing that people disliked about the waterfront is they felt the barge operations created conflicts, and that was not necessarily compatible with the downtown, whether it be the noise, the smells from the garbage, the large vehicles moving through town. They felt that it was perhaps not as compatible a location right downtown. Other people felt that the Marine Service Center was too crowded. It needed to be expanded, more services needed to be provided, more land. Next concern that people had was a lack of pedestrian connectivity along the waterfront. Someone getting from City Dock has a very difficult time getting to the Nolan Center or even out to Shakes. So there's really not a lot of pedestrian connectivity in the community. The next one we'll just summarize and we'll just say dog issues. We'll leave it at that. The need for more diversity. People thought that the waterfront should have more economic opportunities, be more culturally diverse to really help showcase the community. And people felt that there was not enough commercial waterfront activity, whether it be for visitor services, the visitor industry, but right now there are really no commercial development opportunities on the waterfront. People had issues with the weather, of course, and with the wind, and also the fact that we do have pretty strong systems coming in from the northwest. Then what we asked people to do is we then presented, Melanie provided some opportunities and told people about the economy of Wrangell, some opportunities that the community might pursue to help out in terms of becoming more economically diverse and how those would tie in with the waterfront. And after we made the presentation, we then asked people what their priorities were based on what they've heard, what we did in the first round. And the number one priority that we heard for people is they wanted more open space and more green space on the waterfront. Whether it be a green belt, public space, you know, just clean up the waterfront and allow pedestrian and access to the water. The second priority was to expand the Marine Service Center. There's a desire to create more space and provide more services there. The third priority was to move the barge lines and perhaps change the use of the current site and find other things, perhaps move the barge over to 6 Mile in the old mill site. The next priority decided at the workshop was that to create a more pedestrian-friendly waterfront, more connectivity, whether it be for a waterfront promenade or a seawalk, but make the connections between the city dock, even out to Petroglyph Beach, and all the way out to Shakes Island. But this would be the first segment that would make sense, is from the city docks to the Nolan Center. And people suggested that we should look at finding some sort of special facilities to put in. Other than the things that we're currently providing, what are some new things that we could provide that would be attraction to people, also an attraction to industry and jobs? We heard several people suggest perhaps a vocational education center. Another person suggested a wooden boat museum and training facility. We heard an idea for an aquarium, an ice rink, a pier that goes out to allow people to access the water and actually do fishing and get out onto the bay. And then some artist enclosed spaces where people could actually showcase local art. The next priority we heard was people wanted more storage for boats, for gear when they're used out of season, and just find clean aesthetic ways to put those, allow those facilities to accept those materials so that they weren't kind of scattered throughout the waterfront. Expand the visitor industry. They want more dock space for visitor excursions, interpretive signs, and find ways to provide commercial opportunities for people coming off the ships so that they could spend a little more time in the community and spend some money. Another one which also makes sense is highlight the local seafood. You've got a great seafood industry, but you can't buy seafood in the community. People come off the ships. They want to have your local seafood, but the restaurants don't really serve those. So they're looking for ways, whether it be for restaurants, whether it be through fish stalls, food carts, find ways that you can showcase what Wrangell's about. And of course, it's your fantastic seafood that you have here. And then finally, add new transit docks, summer docks, so that you can provide more facilities for boats and people going out on excursions. And then other things we just heard was increase parking, provide covered shelters, play up the culture and the history, and provide bicycle shelters. So in a nutshell, those are kind of the ideas that we were given that we're going to run forward with, and we've started incorporating them today, and we'll continue tomorrow putting these into the master plan. We know that it's going to have to be a phased approach. It's not going to be one master plan. It's not going to be one strike of the gavel and everything's done. It's going to take years of discussions. It's going to take money, financing, and management and coordination to get these to move forward. So we're actually developing several plans. I think we're up to 12 or 15 now. We'll call the herd a little bit, but all of them have, or most of them have, a phasing so that they're in logical bite-sized increments. So you can hit the low-hanging fruit right away, make some improvements, and then as money and time becomes available, you can hit some of the other things. So I again invite you to come to visit us tomorrow at 6:30. We're also just having a community open house in the small conference room all day tomorrow. Just come on by, look over our shoulders, help us out with some of the master planning. We did that today. We had quite a few people just kind of showed up and sat down with us and helped us out with some ideas. So again, I really invite you or encourage you to come and join us. And in terms of what we're doing, we do have a project website. And if you go to wrangell.com, there's a link to the project website, where we put a summary of all our meetings. We'll be posting drawings soon. We allow the public to provide comments and list all the priorities. So you can kind of keep update what's going on with the project website, and we've been pretty good at keeping that up to date. So in a nutshell, that's where we're at. We'll present a bunch of concepts, master plans tomorrow night, get some input on what are the preferred master plans. We'll go back to our offices, come back again probably in about a month, 6 weeks' time, present the three concepts that are cleaned up, get the public input on what do they like. Again, spend another 2-3 days in the community, working with the community, develop a preferred master plan, and then we'll put a report together and give you a final master plan.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake.
Here.
Prasanta.
Here.
Rooney.
Yeah,
Decker.
Here.
Mitchell.
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Item 5, consent agenda.
Item 4, excuse me.
Conflict of interest. Anyone have a conflict of interest in any item on the agenda? Then we'll go to item 5, consent agenda.
Make a motion that we approve consent of items.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I was wondering if we could pull out item 7E, either for questions or further discussion.
That's on the Wrangell Medical Center financial statement?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be appropriate during the update? I believe that's what we're getting tonight.
No, we'll do the update at the next meeting.
At the next meeting. Oh, okay.
We could remove it from the consent agenda and put it under unfinished business for discussion.
I make a motion we remove it from the consent to unfinished business.
Second.
And then that would be item B, is that correct? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
I'm polling vote on to remove that item. Okay. Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanta?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Okay. And now we'll poll vote.
If you'd have a vote on, please, on the... places it under unfinished business.
Well, that's what we just voted on. Places.
So the next one is the consent agenda.
Right. Consent. Right. Oh, okay. Continue here. Keep it straight.
Okay. Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanta?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report. We don't really have the written report. Is there anything as acting borough manager that you have to
No, I have a few things under my...
Okay, then we'll go on to that item, item nine.
So under the SECA board meeting to be held in Ketchikan, that's been changed. They didn't have forum, so it's been changed to February 4th and 5th. And of course, that'll be on the 27th meeting agenda, so to be reminded. Also, just to report on our records transfer, we successfully transferred 41 boxes to storage. Very excited about that.
Boxes like this?
No, boxes like that. And then we're going to be having the Board of Fisheries coming to town next week, so I'm very excited about that. And then later in the, I believe in item, the next item, we'll have the discussion with regards to the AML, ACOM, Winter Legislative Conference in Juneau. So that's going to be between February 17th and 18th in Juneau. Other than that, I don't have anything unless there's any questions.
Anyone have any questions? No, thank you. Next item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Any assembly member have any reports? Yes, Julie.
I just wanted to highlight on the Board of Fish coming next week. They're going to be meeting the 21st through the 26th, I believe, and on the 20th, the night before they begin their meetings, there will be like a training for anyone in the public that's interested in sort of learning how to communicate best with the Board of Fish and basically get your opinion across to the Board of Fish. So, you know, the Board of Fish is a 7-member body, statewide group, then they make all decisions, management decisions on fisheries in the state. So if you are local and would like to speak to the Board of Fish, it would be a really good thing to attend. Also, there will be a public reception Friday the 23rd at the Elks upstairs, and it's like co-hosted by the Chamber, the city, and the commercial seafood industry in town. And the seafood industry is putting forward donations of some seafood items, and we're asking people in the public to bring a potluck dish to share. So the public's welcome, but please bring potluck dish and RSVP to the chamber.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, I've got two quick reports. First of all, I went down and met with, I happened to be in Ketchikan, I had a chance to go down and meet with the SEPA CEO, Trey Atkinson, and meet their staff and in preparation for our meeting that's coming up in February. It was a good opportunity for me to go over some of the stuff regarding Thomas Bay at the same time, which I'll bring up when we have Thomas Bay stuff arrive. And there sounds like there's going to be several issues affecting the community, specifically the northern communities that will be coming forward that we're going to be needing to pay attention to as we move forward. So I'll be sure to highlight those as they come up through our meetings. We had the hospital board meeting, it was mostly dominated with the financial matters and the audit that's been brought forward by BDO. And one of the things that was put forward by the treasurer of the hospital, and it was sort of a tongue-in-cheek, but it was a question that was put forward to me regarding the city. Wrangell does not provide any funds to the hospital. So I did a little bit of research, and there certainly is communities that do provide funds through various measures, some being Ketchikan has a 1% sales tax. It's tacked on to everything that generates over $1 million a year for their hospital. Sitka Community Hospital has a sin tax on cigarettes that provides some funds. So I'm not sure if that was something that the hospital wanted to bring forward in a proposal, but it was raised during their board meeting, so I just thought I'd mention it now. And I'm sure there'll be more questions with the audit. So, but those are my reports. Well, thank you.
Anyone else? Next item, 10B, appointment to the participating municipality director, Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority Board of Directors seat. And we have one letter of interest from Chris Hatton for that. And I will go ahead and appoint Chris to that. The next item, 10C, is discussion and decision on who will attend the AML Winter Legislative Conference in Juneau from February 16th to 19th. We only have funds for four people to attend, and there's five who wish to attend.
I will not be able to make it. I will be in Juneau, but I have my own event I'm hosting, so conflicting.
Okay. Well, that makes the decision. Okay. Is there anyone else on the list there that will not be attending?
Who all is attending? Just curious.
Well, I will attend, you were on the list, but I assume you will be making some of it, possibly?
If I can, but I can't commit.
Okay. Assemblymember Rooney, Blake, and Mitchell. And, of course, that will be a quorum, and it'll have to be noted as so. So that takes care of that matter. The next is item 11, persons to be heard. One person to be heard is John Taylor on the contractor policy.
Good evening, John Taylor, 318 Cannon Assembly. First off, I'd like to have you join me in wishing Chris Hatton a very happy birthday. I have a couple things. Kim emailed me this contractor policy. It all looks very good to me, except the very first line. I don't know if you have a copy of that. The first line is, the city and borough of Wrangell will create a pool of quality contractors. I would like the word local added before the word quality, qualified. So that we were told at the last meeting that this was going to be a device for the city to hire locals. And I think that is an important word that should be in there.
As long as qualified.
Go ahead.
As long as qualified can stay in there. I don't.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. We should give preference to our locals.
Yeah. It should be.
I would like to ask the borough attorney on that, since I don't know that we can do that, exclude it to local under state.
Well, I think we can.
I can check.
I would like to check. I think it's good. I don't see anybody coming in here from Sitka or Petersburg to do one of these jobs to begin with, but it might be, if we can, I think we should keep it local.
Okay, and I had one other item. It's not on, I didn't write that up, but I was watching the evening news tonight, and the city of Anchorage is gearing up to what to do with the legalization of marijuana that was passed by a state vote, and wondered if the assembly had any plans on what to do, any special rules, any special taxes. That might be a good fundraiser or tax for the hospital.
There you go.
Sin tax.
That is a sin tax.
Yeah.
I'm just supporting the hospital. Doing my part.
I don't think the state has come up with all their regulations yet, and until that time, it would be kind of to try to do anything.
Just something to keep on the back burner.
We've had discussions about it, but We're not making any decision until the state comes.
I think it goes into effect the end of February, I believe.
I believe the personal possession part comes into effect, and that is that you can have 5 plants up to an ounce. You can gift an ounce. You have to consume it in a residence. There's different rules, but I think the actual commerce portion of it is still a ways away because they're looking at a bunch of the factors on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 11, unfinished business, which is approval to...
I mean item 12.
Item 12, yes. Unfinished business. Approval of a city policy to hire contractors for city projects. This was postponed from the December 9, 2014 regular assembly meeting. And I would like to state that there is a motion on the floor from that meeting. Is there any discussion?
I have.
Yes.
I've talked to several of the contractors just today about this, and most of them are in agreement to what we've written down. I do think we should put Mr. Taylor's local in there if it's legal, and I guess we can contact the attorney and make sure it is. I can't see that it wouldn't be, but all of the contractors I've talked to have reread this, and I think Harley had made some statements that got put into it. I missed those sessions, but everybody is in agreement that I've talked to about this, so yeah, I think it's a good deal.
Okay, are there any objections to that suggested change?
No.
Good.
I have a point, but I have no objection to the change.
Okay.
I would like to see this move from the city clerk's desk and department over to either Ruby or Amber's area, and I think probably I'm guessing, but it sounds like from my discussions that it might be best with Ruby, and the reason why I believe that is best is that it's I think they're a little bit closer to the pulse and be able to have an opportunity to manage it a little bit closer in terms of understanding what's going on in the various projects. I appreciate that the city clerk did a lot of the work and helped put it together, but I don't know if that's the right place for this responsibility to live.
Okay, we're getting into several changes here, which actually changes the motion that's on the floor. So I would recommend if you're willing to withdraw that motion.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Thank you.
Because my original motion, my motion was for the original policy as it was written. I'd like to withdraw that motion so that we can discuss this one and vote on it.
Any objections to that? Okay, we'll entertain a new motion.
I move to adopt the policy as written with the inclusion of the word local.
Second.
We have moved and seconded. Now we go to the discussion on the new motion.
As far as a master service agreement, which this is considered to be, I think they did a very good job of writing this up. And this is standard practice for almost every city, every business, large business that I've ever dealt with, that you have to agree to these terms. And that has to go through the clerk before it can go through anybody else. So before our department heads get involved in this, every contractor has to meet these objectives. And it's just a way to protect the borough. We don't want to get lawsuits. We don't want to hire substandard contractors. We don't, you know, we want to be a fair basis to give everybody a fair shot at the work to be done. But in the same regard, we have to protect the borough from having shoddy work or getting ourselves in a lawsuit down the road or even a hint that we're not being fair. And so I think this is standard practice in the industry, and I think it's a good thing that the borough proceed this route and pass this regulation.
Okay.
So maybe a good idea maybe to, in the interim, or when the documents are brought to me, then I can put everything together, maintain those records, but possibly have the list maintained by the Public Works Department. And I did talk to Ruby about that, and she felt that it probably should go that way.
Personally, I would like to see it maintained the way it's written for the first year. I think we get it in place, and the clerk is sort of a third party, you know, separate from the rest of the management of the city, and she's just maintaining a list. The change that she included in this version doesn't have her dealing with the project or answering questions about the project or anything like that, just maintaining the list.
You're qualified vendors.
Right. And who's in next in line. So I think, as this is a new policy, I think that's the right way to start it. I think there were some underlying issues that complicated the thing that until we get back on track with a procedure, build trust again and good relations, I think this is a good way to go.
I have two things. Under rules to apply in a selection process, item number 6, if the contractor is untruthful about the reason they can't do the job and it can be shown they're trying to manipulate the system to their advantage, the clerk can cause a contractor to lose a turn in a list. It's really not needed in there at all, because if you read number 5, if the contractor contracted for the work is unable to do it for any reason, then they go to the bottom of the list.
I agree, it's repetitive.
And then down under number 7, where it says quality of work was done in, that should be an unacceptable manner, not acceptable. That would work also, either one.
I did send out a revision. Did you not get it?
I haven't seen it yet. Is that in there already?
That might be in yours.
Under that item 6, if the contractor is untruthful about the reason they can't do the job, and it can be shown that they're trying to manipulate the system, that's the one you talked about doing away. I think they should stay in there.
Well,
change it to the contractor shall lose the ability to be on the list at all.
Well, okay, maybe that.
Taken from the list.
My point was if the contractor's
untruthful, they're not going to be doing a very good job for you.
Well, my point was if they turn down the job, no matter what their reason, they automatically go to the bottom of the list anyway. So.
Yeah.
It really is kind of irrelevant. But.
I think the reason it was originally put in was to prevent somebody from saying, oh, this is a little podunk job. I'm gonna pass. I can't do it. And then the next guy gets the podunk job, and he's put down on the lower list, and you still hold your place. But if we don't have that issue because of 5, then
they're losing their place anyway, so. And also under number 7, where it says the amount of the job ends up substantially more, I'd look at changing the word amount to cost, just to be more clear on it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone got any problem with that?
That's it.
Anything else?
I just wanted to comment that I echo Julie's comments about keeping it as it is and having the clerk be the administrator for the first year until a process gets really set up and rolling. And
I fully agree with that myself for a couple of reasons. Is that you have a person in City Hall who is readily available to people, and also that the city clerk is responsible to this body.
I agree. It's independent of conspiracy of a local department picking favorites. And these are all
conspiracy.
I'm repeating words I've heard.
Well, I will get that sense of trust back.
Yes, we do. We need to be it.
I didn't know there was so much consternation around it. I just reading it for what it was. My concern is, does Kim have time to do this as well, and does it fall appropriately within her scope of duties? That's my concern. I didn't know that there was all this other layers of the onion that I didn't quite understand. But if there's a conspiracy, by God, I'll be on it. I love conspiracies, so I'm right there.
You'll start your own.
Read it up. Stays with Kim. I'm all
about
it.
You just fell into one of them.
So we should have an amendment to the motion for Daniel's changes.
Do you want to move it?
So what we could do, you could just make an amendment to the motion to add the words as amended.
Okay. I'd like to make an amendment to that motion that's on the floor right now to, first off, delete number 6. Secondly, change acceptable to unacceptable. And then change the word amount to cost.
I'll second that.
Mayor Bergen, second. Any discussion on that amendments? Okay. Poll vote, please.
And this is on the amendment. Assemblymember Crisanta?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Now we have to pass the...
Now we poll vote on the original motion.
As amended.
Okay. As amended.
Okay. Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prasanta?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Well, that takes care of that one. Next item on the agenda is the, would be as 12B, which would be the which is taken from the consent agenda, acknowledge receipt of the Wrangell Medical Center basic financial statements and supplementary information in years June 30th, 2014 and 2013.
So I guess I just wanted the chance to discuss and potentially ask questions or defer it to a point where we could ask questions.
Did you want to make a motion and such?
No, I just wanted to discuss it. I'm actually, unless we can like have a little bit of a discussion, I'm a little uncomfortable just accepting the financial statements with the hospital and the situation that they are. I'd like to have more public discussion about it.
We don't really need a motion to discuss it. We just can't take action without a motion. But it wasn't under there for action anyway. We can't discuss it.
In my opinion, it would be most appropriate to have Linda and Marla available to discuss this with the council because they're both in the know on it. And instead of us just sort of because it's not the right time in the process. And I thought tonight was the night that they were going to be here, which they're here, which is great. But if it's next meeting, then we may want to put it off to next meeting to go through and have the council discuss it with them. I don't know, Julie, if that meets your needs or not.
Yeah, absolutely, unless there's some pressing need for us to accept this right now.
No, I don't. If you want to ask questions tonight, I don't care. I mean, that's fine. We had asked to have the update on the last meeting of the month, right, so that it can go to the hospital board before it comes to the city council, which that's what we're planning on. I have asked Kim for the next meeting to have me be first, because I'm getting on the ferry at 9 o'clock to go to Petersburg for the ball game. And so I wanted to be able to give you the report before I left. And I can't, but I don't care if you want to ask questions about it tonight or if you want me to answer them that time.
I can add that we had arranged to have our auditor, our partner that audits our financials with BDO, arranged to have that our last hospital board meeting so that the public can have a chance to have him there to help field some of the questions coming from the professional opinion as our auditor. We could arrange that again for the assembly. In the future, it would be great if we could do a combination somehow so that we're purchasing services from our auditor once. But we can do the best we can tonight, but that would be another alternative. I talked with them earlier because Kim had shared that there was one question. We thought it was going to be a consent agenda item, so we didn't make any further arrangements. We can probably field many of the questions, and that might take care of the issues that you want to discuss, and if not, we could reschedule that time when our auditor can be present. He had said he'd be happy to participate.
I sat in with the auditor, and I don't know if that would be, I mean, it would be great, but I don't know if that is an expense that the hospital needs to incur right now in order for the assembly. I'm speaking, maybe possibly out of turn here, but I don't know, appreciate that, but it is an extra expense. I would prefer it be tonight, because unfortunately I'm away for the next meeting and I'm going to be telephonically participating, and I would rather be here than on the phone.
I kind of lay in Julie's camp. There were some questions we had when we passed the budget last time that never got answered, and I have a problem with that, and I think some of the stuff we need to go over in detail, which may take way more time than we have tonight. I don't, Julia, you feel the same way? I mean,
well, I would like Steve to be involved, but I agree that it, I mean, I don't know. Either way, tonight or tomorrow night, I don't know if people want to thoroughly look at this and ask questions during the update at next meeting.
Well, I can see us spending quite a bit of time asking some questions here, and I don't know with our agenda tonight if we have that kind of time to do that.
I have a couple of suggestions. You know, to remember that this is the financial statement. This isn't the update that they're going to be given at the end of the month, that we could still, you know, have the assembly ask questions during that time, like last month. I thought that was a great time. Or the assembly could send the questions through me, and I could send those questions to Olinda and Marla to get them answered, or have those at least on the radar for the next meeting, however you want to do it. But there's a few options.
I think that would be appropriate, is for, you know, nobody likes to be blindsided, for one thing. And if you have questions, that you present them to Kim so she can further them on to Marla or Olinda, and at least they could be prepared with those questions, with the answers. How does that sound to everybody?
It sounds good. And I just wanted to say, Assemblymember Mitchell, that the questions we did ask during that budget session, they were asked and sent back to us by email, but I don't think we all got the email until a couple months later because of a snafu in the system. So anyway, they did answer the questions.
I can let you know, or you can ask them. They're like, but I know what your question was about
the increase in wages.
Increase in wages. And that was due to, and they can verify this evening, that was due to the physical therapist having been contracted prior. And if you look under the contract services, that had dropped. So, and now they're employees of the hospital, so the hospital employee cost wages increased.
But if I remember right, that was the tune of $500,000.
That wages went up?
Yes.
If wages would go up from for all the contract people that we have replaced, part of them being the physical therapists, any nurses that have been hired, anyone like that, anyone that's covered on a contract is covered under professional
services. See, that was my question, is why from 1 year
Mr.
to the next
Mayor,
we went up $500,000 in wage increases.
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, I have a problem with this format.
Yeah.
This is not a good format, and I don't believe, I personally believe that the community is very concerned about the hospital, and that these questions need to be put out in the public light, and that the nice thing about asking questions publicly is that it spurs other people to have other questions. And so I would really encourage us to either do a workshop, but the community is interested in this, and unfortunately, nobody could hear what Alinda's saying. And that was a one-sided conversation to our community. So I would like to avoid this format, and I would much rather us come back in a more sort of formal manner.
I agree.
Yeah, that would be appropriate, yes.
With that said, I would like to ask one quick question, because I don't want to get blindsided. Is the hospital planning on coming to the city for cash in the near future? In order to make their books work, because that is an important thing for us to be prepared for.
Could you come forward at the microphone and state your name and address, please?
Marla Sanger. My address, 223 First Street, Wrangell, Alaska. Thank you for the opportunity. There's been no discussion of that other than some conversation about the fact that there are very few, I think maybe only two, small hospitals in Alaska that don't receive some kind of support from their city, borough, or municipality. And so at some point in the future, that might be necessary in order to remain viable. Other, hospitals are struggling as we are. But at this point, that's not part of our plan. It could change, but I don't see any reason to go to that place unless we need to.
Okay, so I just want to, just to help me, I'm a little bit slow, so I want to make sure I understand clearly what you said on that. So you're saying that the current financial situation, there was two, because my discussion about taxation or the city making a regular contribution is very separate, in my opinion, from the current crisis that the hospital is facing. And we've had this in my time in town, we've had this once before where the hospital had to come to the city in order to make ends meet. And then the hospital paid back that money with interest back to the city. So my question is that in the offing in the near future where the city is going to be approached to help make ends meet for payroll or whatever, to help keep the hospital viable during this financial issues that we're having?
I can't say that it wouldn't happen. While over the month of December and into early January, and actually maybe even a little bit before, shortly after we came the last time, there were some things that occurred that put us in a better position. Our cash flow improved. We, with Olinda's help, we've been able to get some activity on some accounts that were difficult to work, denials that were able to be worked, and some of those kinds of things. We had a one particular Medicaid decision that was just determined to be an error, and that resulted in the fact that we're going to be able to recover over $200,000 that we were not able to receive because of a decision Medicaid had made in error, and that prolonged over a 17-month period of time. So right now, cash flow is a bit better, but to answer your question, what we need to better discern, and we're working on this every day, is how well are we going to be able to continue to achieve revenues in excess of our expenses? And if there's a point in time when it appears as if we're not going to be able to continue that, or that we're going to have a period of struggle, then we may need to come and have that conversation. And we've made some changes that we think will improve that position, and we'll continue to look for ways to further improve our sustainability.
So in the near term, you're saying it doesn't appear that in the near term you're going to require that assistance, but potentially further out you will. And my only thing as an assembly member is that I would really like as much notice as possible, and that's why it's wonderful you guys are coming each month to update us on the hospital situation, so that we're well aware and it's not sort of all of a sudden, because then we can ask the questions and have the time, so we don't get into a time crunch on it.
Well, I would add that since we all care about having a hospital in Wrangell and the importance of it to our economic stability and the importance of it to our residents, our community members, I think maybe I would say we should strategize together about how to work together to assure that we're going to have a strong, sustainable hospital organization. And it may be that we don't wait until we're seeing the situation change, until we have a new hospital and we have some depreciation and different things that can help us. I think that it may be very difficult for a while, and we may want to get ahead of that and see if we can do something to make it a little bit more stable while we're going through that process. The other thing about the, I think the question was about the salaries, it might have been, but again, that is always a bit of a moving target too, as we try to move away from contract workers and to employed permanent people here in Wrangell. That's going to shift up and down a little bit, and so that's something that we are working on too. But it would be very helpful from my perspective if we could have some questions in advance so that we can have a thoughtful dialogue based on our ability to gather the information that we need to do a good job answering the questions.
Any other questions for Nella? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to let you know, too, that anytime you feel there's any information or anything this assembly should have, just contact this borough clerk, and if we can put it on the agenda or whatever, or just put it in information. But thank you for the information.
Thank you.
Can I add one thing?
Certainly.
Olinda White, 113 Mont Dewey Lane. I just want to add, Steve, that November was a terrible month as far as revenue went, and we announced that at the board meeting. So basically, that money should come in February. So if we can make it through February, which we think we should be able to, I think we'll be okay for a while. But February is going to be the key.
And Olinda, I am so happy you are there. I just can't tell you how happy I am there, and you are on top of this. I really appreciate that.
It's working. That's all I can say is it's working. You know, everybody's pitching in, and everybody's working very hard, and it's working.
Thank you. Any further on this topic?
So, am I going to solicit questions from the assembly on this and put this on the next agenda? Is that the plan?
As far as a consent item, and I could be wrong on this, we are just accepting this on that the hospital's put forward for us to accept that this is the audit for fiscal year 2013-14. And I don't see that would, us accepting this audit from BDO is going to affect our ability to ask questions, engage in dialogue. Marla, you're nodding. That's good. So I think we can move forward and move this off of our business side. I don't see why it would change anything, because the auditor's report is done. This is last year.
Do you want to make a motion?
I move that we approve the Wrangell Medical Center's 2013-2014 year end financial statement as presented by BDO.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on that? Yes, Danny.
I do think that we need to set up a workshop in where we can discuss this and the public can get a good handle on what's going on with the hospital and the crisis out there right now. I would suggest that maybe before
Well, you said you weren't going to be here for the next meeting. We need to do it as soon as possible, but we need to try to have everybody here to be able to do that.
And it would be nice if we could fill this seat that's coming up vacant in the meantime. But that probably won't happen before then.
And so I agree with Daniel, and I would like to be sure that Steve was there because he is our liaison to the Wrangell Medical Center. And I'm okay with passing sort of, okay, yes, we received this document, but I would like this document and the update sort of all to be a part of the discussion. I think some of the information in here, for me to be clear about how these things progressed over the last couple of years to get to this point would help me understand the situation at the hospital today. So that's why I would like to have some discussion about it. I realize it's a snapshot in time and we're not going to change this, but I just want further information to understand how things sort of progressed to now.
And I think that is all on the table, that by passing this, we're just, this is a clerical item. That the assembly has been presented, the hospital has presented it to us, and we pass it and move it forward. It does not take away any of our ability to ask questions forensically regarding this time period.
Any further discussion on this financial statement? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yeah.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now, as far as a matter of the public workshop on that, or on the financial situation in the hospital, we don't have to wait for a regular meeting or whatever. We can have a special meeting for that purpose with a workshop.
Why don't I coordinate and send out an email to see what works?
Yeah, try to see whenever the most people's going to be there and when everybody's available.
Okay.
And try it, set up a time.
And it wouldn't have to be a special meeting, it would just be a workshop.
So. Unless we wanted to take some action.
Right. That'll be just a special meeting.
You mean just workshop?
No. If there was action that would be taken, it would be a special meeting. If there's no action, it's just a workshop.
Right.
Okay.